You are now listening to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks, a prophetic blessings episode. Find a comfortable spot where you can revel and bask in the tangible, living presence of Jesus Christ in you. You can find more of these Firehouse Chronicles episodes, info on our ministry events, and all of our other resources at thefirehouseprojects.com. But for now, open your beautiful new creation heart and let the truth of His good news wash over you as we join together in fresh, blissful now words from Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit.
Hey, what's up, friends? We're back with another episode of Prophetic Blessings. Katie couldn't be with us today, but I'm going to release some glory on you. We are live on Facebook. We're doing this every Wednesday just after noon Eastern time. And so I'm going to let a few more people hop on here, and we're going to release some good news, some new covenant prophecy. This is April 29th, 2020. Hallelujah. What's up, friends? Seeing people jump on here. Yeah, this is the best time ever to be alive, man. The greatest time in history, the greatest moment is now in Jesus Christ. So we have nothing but good news to prophesy over you today. Hope you're ready for that. Hope you're okay with it. Hope you're okay with scandalous good news. Shaka-laka-laka. I'm just going to jump into some things, man. I've just been feeling life, and more life, people. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 1 and just start off, man. Like I said, it's only good news that Jesus has for us. And so I know that scandalizes people. They want to balance things out. They think that we need to have an equal part rejoicing and an equal part mourning, or an equal part life and an equal part, what, death? I don't know. I know, you know, there's been a lot of disappointment that people have lived through, and oftentimes theologies are built off of our disappointments, but hope in Christ does not disappoint. Amen. So let's read. If you have a Bible, I just prophesy 2 Timothy chapter 1, starting in verse 9, basically, says, God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of His own purpose and grace, which He gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Life and immortality, people. No, but it's interesting. I just feel like there is a swirling, like, popular sentiment right now across the world that is kind of like, well, we need to accept negative things with the positive. We need, you know, the Lord gives and takes away. Or, you know, whatever it might be, you know, whether it's a Christian sentiment, or, you know, you're getting ideas from some secular source, there oftentimes seems to be this idea that we need to balance, like, good things with bad, you know, that we need to accept, like, you know, it's almost like prepare your heart. If it's good, great. If it's bad, you know, that's fine too. And I just feel like Holy Spirit is saying, I only have life and more life. In fact, look at this. It says that Jesus Christ, or it says our Savior Christ Jesus abolished death. Abolished death. Now, we may not have seen that fully manifest yet, although we saw it manifested through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, and we can walk in that now. But either way, you know, the scripture says there is no room for death. There is no room for negativity, for, you know, despair, for bad things. Now, of course, if you're experiencing something negative, that doesn't mean you're a failure, but it just means that Jesus has more for you. Jesus has more that He's about to release in your life, about to awaken you to in His finished work. For we truly have the fullness, and it's not the fullness of, you know, of light and dark, but it says God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. And so I just prophesied that over you all. He's abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And if you're hearing any gospel that doesn't resonate with life, immortality, the abolition of death, then that's another gospel. For the true gospel of our Lord is pure light and only light. Holy glory. I'm just going to keep releasing some words. These are just things that have been brewing in my spirit over the last few days since we last chatted here. I keep hearing this John G. Lake glory, which really resonates with this life and immortality word. But I keep feeling like the body of Christ is fully equipped and empowered in Jesus to walk in, you know, so much greater in the manifestation. As we're in the midst of a global crisis, I see, you know, Christians mourning. I see people, you know, just kind of, you know, getting discouraged. And I get it. You know, if you look at circumstances, that can happen. But I just feel like there, you know, some of us need to read like the life of John G. Lake and just, yeah, get into some of the stuff that he was walking in, because it's normal for us. I'm also seeing a number of people begin to, you know, I mean, I've seen testimonies of healing of the COVID, healing of coronavirus, healing, a lot of healing in these days. And I think that's just going to become more and more normal for us to walk in. Obviously, we know that by his stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. Sha-da-da-da. By his stripes, by his finished work, not by the cranking up of our faith, by us trying to grow our faith. You've been given his faith. And I just believe right now is a time for walking in that stuff. So life and immortality, dude, the John G. Lake glory, which is really just the Jesus Christ glory, is going to be become more and more normal for you. If you need an impartation of that today, or you think you need a little bit more of an impartation, just lift up your hands right now and let's just drink in that that life, that immortality, that abolition of death, that John G. Lake, a.k.a. Jesus H. Christ anointing. Thank you, Lord. Zero discouragement, zero stress, zero dis-ease. Yeah, my hands are tingling in the power of God. It's the truth, though, man. Fire on you. Fire on your hands. Just lay hands on somebody and watch the life get released. Amen. So that was kind of my first word. That life and immortality thing, just look at 2 Timothy 1, stuff like that, dude. Yeah. All right, the second word, I've just been getting downloads regarding the Toronto blessing recently. Just the last few days, I just feel like the Lord has been reminding me of the health of that movement, of what God did through the Toronto blessing and stuff. And I just feel like it's something worth like reflecting back on, meditating on. You know, we're living in the greatest day ever. I'm not trying to get back to Toronto or anything, but in any time, it's good to reflect on what the Lord has done. And I just feel like there is something awesome to, to what God had did, what God did in Toronto. Really, you know, and I've been asking myself, cause I've been receiving stuff from the fruit of Toronto for, you know, since 2008. So it's at like 12 years now, and it continues to bear fruit and bear life. And I've been asking Holy Spirit, like, what is it that he wants us to continue to drink from that came out of that? And I really feel like, a lot of it was the childlikeness and the innocence that was being expressed. And it was the goodness of God, just the straight up goodness with no mixture. I wrote this down as I was preparing today. It said, many are scared to be that innocent and that happy. Many are scared to let Holy Spirit manifest like that, but it produced so much health and renewal of God as kind and good in our awareness, and that God will manifest another blessing anywhere that we're open to it. You know, anywhere that we're open to just letting Holy Spirit move in the innocent and the childlikeness. And, you know, I was just hearing that old song, Break Dividing Walls, you know, that glory. The glory of God is innocent. The glory of God is kind. The glory of God is not this, you know, I feel like Holy Spirit is saying so many churches have gotten, they've taken themselves too seriously. And I just thank God that like in the Toronto days and anywhere where Holy Spirit's moving, but in those Toronto move, it was like they didn't take themselves too seriously. They weren't scared to be innocent and happy. They weren't afraid. So many people still feel like, you know, happiness is shallow or innocence is like, you know, it's like naive. And God's just saying like, I'm in that naivety. I'm in that innocence. I'm in that childlikeness. And it produces so much health in family. It produces so much, just health. And so I encourage you to check out some of that stuff. I posted on my Facebook. I'm looking for old Toronto videos just because, I don't know, there's just something drunk about it. And for some of you that, like I mentioned some different ministers in this video and you're like, well, I just have Jesus. I don't need John G. Lake or Toronto or whatever. I just want to encourage you to learn from your forefathers and mothers, you know, to drink from, you know, there's a reason why, the saints of all the ages pass on glory to the next generation. There's a reason why we still read books. There's a reason why we study, because we need to fellowship with what God was doing in the saints of all the ages. And I just been feeling to drink from that Toronto purity, get back to that innocence again, dude. And we will see everything that we have in Christ. Hallelujah. All right. That was my second word. Third word of the day. My third word of the day is money. It is time for the body of Christ to make money. I just believe right now you're coming into a prosperity. I see new homes being released, new streams of finance, I feel like God is opening doors. He's opened those floodgates of heaven that you are royalty in Christ. And I really feel like, we're just about to see a shing ding dong, dude, a heavy release of finance. And so just prepare your life. Just have a little bit of expectancy. You know, I feel like God might be wanting to encourage some of you who've lost some money during this coronavirus thing, who have been struggling in different ways. He is your provider. He provides exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or imagine. And he's giving you new strategies to invest, ways to invest. And you are going to see such a release of finance. So do not be discouraged. Glory, glory, glory. So, hallelujah. I am just releasing words that have been coming to me. You know, if any of these resonate with you, great. If not, like, let it be. I'm just one voice in the body. But, so those are some of my words of the day. I'm going to begin to prophesy over individuals. If you want to come, if you just want to comment and say, I pray for me, or I want a word or whatever, I will pray for those that hop in. And if you know somebody who needs a word, maybe share this video with them or tell them to hop in here and we will pray over a few people for the next like 15, 20 minutes or so. I will say as people are commenting in here, all of this stuff that we're prophesying is what we have in him. It's already given and deposited right there, dude. It's right in you. So if you hear anything encouraging here and you're like, man, I wish I could connect with that or whatever, I just prophesy it. You already have it all in him, already given and deposited right inside of you. So glory, glory, glory. All right, I'm going to pray for people. If you want a word, just comment on here. We will pray for you, dude. Shidiya kata la 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 la. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, Andrew Duff, bro. Bless you, man. Bless you. He says, I'll take that healing and health word. Yeah, let's pray for Andrew right now. Wow. we just declare, bro, whoa, body, soul, and spirit prosper. All that you have in Christ, Andrew, I just feel like he is revealing all that you have in Christ. Yeah, I just see like, just a fire coming all through your chest right now, bro. Just the heat of God, whoa, rising, bro, and just cleansing out everything that needs cleansing. I just see God putting his hand on your chest right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Andrew. Thank you for his purity and his innocence and his healing being restored in Jesus' name. I feel like he's touching your mind, bro, and just bringing a peace over your mind. Just I just see the Lord putting his hands on your head. And in Jesus' name, we declare wholeness. Thank you, Jesus. My buddy Josh Jarvis is on here. Love you, Josh. Glory, man. Yeah. Whew. I just feel like that health is for you too, bro. Let's just release healing life over Josh. I don't even know that you're like in need of that in any particular way, but I just feel like he's releasing wholeness, glory. Sometimes you're walking in the glory. You were already whole, but you feel better than you did before. I just declare, Kiria, la, 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 la. Thank you, Father, for Josh, enveloped in a wholeness cloud, enveloped in a healing cloud. Any issues in your body right now, made whole in Jesus' name. Supernatural health. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You have a heart to serve him, bro. You have a kingdom heart. I just hear him saying you are a kingdom person, and so he's blessing you extravagantly for the kingdom's sake. That wholeness is going to be so you have energy, dude, to go where no man has gone before, to go places where people haven't gone before. Cool. Supernatural energy, bro. You're just going to see your energy levels increasing over these next few weeks even. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoa. Yeah, bro. Yeah. New streams. I just see him connecting you with new streams, bro. The past is finished and gone, brother Josh. The past is finished and gone. Hey. And whoa, supernatural cloud. It's going to begin to surprise you at different turns, man. Ah. Liesl, I'd love to pray for you, but I can't even tell what you're writing on here. You're hammered. You're hammered, Liesl. Liesl. She said bodies, booties, and Jillus. Maybe you wanted me to pray for Jill. I just release whack over Jill in Jesus' name right now. Release whack over Scott and Liesl. Lee. Holy Spirit. I might come back to you here. Alyssa Marie. Hallelujah. Let's all, hey, if anybody else gets words while we're doing this, just write them in the comments. We're going to prophesy over Alyssa right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah, Alyssa, I just see you have a good fashion sense. You have a strong sense for fashion and for caring for women, just blessing women. I feel like God's going to keep opening doors for that. Yeah. You got entrepreneurial favor on some sort of business in the fashion world. Even maybe like, I don't know if it's like massage or, there's doors for you in that, in the lifestyle, evangelism, really. Glory, glory, glory. I feel like the Lord's wanting to just encourage your heart right now, Alyssa, like he's just wrapping you, in an embrace in the honey hug of heaven. There is no distance for you, at least Alyssa, no distance between you and the embrace. He's so proud of you. He's just saying you face some discouragement, but he is so proud of you. And he's just embracing you, and he's raising you up to be such a success. Like, I think that was what that first word was about too. It's just like success in your field, success in your dreams. Thank you, Lord. Maurice. Gonna pray over Maurice for a minute. Everybody just extend your glory spirit fingers over Maurice. Waves, wave after wave. Ka la 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 la. Thank you, Lord. Maurice, I feel like the Lord is releasing you. Well, you felt like you've been held back by some things, like held back. I almost see like it was like you were locked up or something. And he's just like opening floodgates right now. Opening floodgates in Jesus' name. Releasing prison doors. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is crazy freedom. Whew. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is crazy freedom over Maurice right now in Jesus' name. Nothing's going to hold you back, man. And you're in the kindness of God. Kindness, dude. The tenderness that you're going to have towards the people around you. And God's empowering you to release that and to just have such a compassion. Forgiveness is a big thing for you, man. Forgiving and being a channel of that forgiveness. And don't be afraid to walk out of that cage and into the new free areas that God has for you. Ruth Baker, hallelujah. Let's pray over Ruth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I feel like God's saying he only has good things, Ruth. He only has good things. There's been a part of your heart that was hesitant to just trust that, like you felt like maybe you were getting deceived because you were believing in so many good things, and that the judgments of God is only against sin and darkness, which is already defeated. It's not even a part of your life. Like you are, he wants to just embolden you to not be afraid that he's not a critical father. Wow. Just to be bold in these good things that he's releasing you into and into his heart, into a scandal. You're going to be known for just scandalous goodness, scandalous blessing. And out of that, I see generosity flowing through you, Ruth. I see you're such a generous person. That you're going to give and give. You're going to be a radical sower. You're a radical reaper. But also, I just see you, you know, out of your abundance and out of the overflow. You may not even feel like you have abundance right now, but he's saying, out of the scandalous revelation of his goodness, you're going to be giving and giving. And it's okay to let go of some of those old paradigms of God that were just critical, even critical towards you. He does not have a single critical thought toward you, Ruth. He is so proud of you. And out of that, you're going to be so generous. Mike Ross, what's up, brother? Love you, Mike. Uncle Mike. Let's pray for Mike, guys. Just extend your spirit hands and release. I just feel like he's touching your back, Mike. I feel like there's been some back pain or whatever. He's healing that right now in Jesus' name. And some the pressure on your head, pressure on your neck or whatever. All healed in Jesus' name. He's strengthening your hands. He's strengthening your body right now. He's just pouring golden oil. Just I just see angels with these golden like cisterns just dumping golden oil over you, bro. Just dumping it. And wow. And he's just bringing so much joy today right now. In that healing, life comes joy. As you feel healthy, you're going to be able to dance and leap for joy. Whoa, 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 whoa. I just see you like Tigger, dude, just bouncing around, just totally whole and celebrating, man. It's celebrating. Wow. Yeah. Health and extravagant joy over you, Mike. That's what I see right now in this season. And I see you laying hands on some of the people that you're working with. I see you getting favor in the workplace, bro. Yeah, praying for some people. I think there's a couple people you've been waiting to pray for, and God's going to open the doors. Just watch the fishies jump in the boat, dude, as God opens the door for you to pray for these folks, Mike. Love you, dude. Yeah, Nikki. Nikki Michaela, love you and your husband. You guys are amazing. Nikki's asking prayer for clarity. Let's all just release that in Jesus' name. Wow. Yeah, let's just rest for a minute and just let the peace of God come over Nikki. Let's all just agree. The peace that passes all understanding. Yeah. Because I just feel like in that peace is your clarity, Nikki. I feel like you know, like you already know exactly what you're wanting to know. Like you, but maybe you've just been a little worried about it. And as you rest and just bask in that peace, that you're gonna just have the confidence to walk out that those things that you know. Thank you, Lord. I just see him releasing you too, Nikki, like into some new things, like a cage opening. I think I prophesied that over somebody else today too. But if I ever give a word and it feels like it's for you too, you just take it. It's you know, whosoever. But I see that word that just these doors opening for you, Nikki, and you're flying out of them. You're flying out as these things that held you back are just removed. And I think a lot of it was just a little bit of fear. But man, you are packing so much. You are packing so much. And we need you in the body of Christ. Like we need your gift. And so I just release confidence to fly out of those things that held you back. And I just feel like you're, man, the Lord has called like a lot of women to be just coming out in leadership, in like even apostolic, prophetic, whatever it may be. I mean, you don't have to give yourself a title, but anyway, Nikki, I just feel like you're a strong leader in the body. I feel like there's a lot of women that are watching this today that God is releasing you into leadership that, no man, you don't need any man's approval. You've got the man's approval. You've got Jesus' approval and Abba and Mama, Holy Spirit's blessing. We need you in the body of Christ. So love you, Nikki. Love all you women leaders out there. Come forth. Yeah. Speaking of, we got a couple other powerful women of God. Let's pray over Joy Neuswanger. I'm probably butchering your name there, but Joy, we bless you. We bless you. I feel like you're a strong leader as well, that God is releasing into the body of Christ. Whoa. Yeah, I see missions for you, Joy. I see God opening doors for mission trips. I think there's might be even a trip or like some sort of mission opportunity, whether it's local or abroad, that God is opening up. Thank you, Lord. This is fun, guys. Just so you know, you all can prophesy. Don't be looking to me. Prophesy over your friends. Prophesy over your family. You can even type your comments in here. Joy, you can prophesy. He's releasing you into some sort of ministry thing right now, Joy, and it's good, and it's going to be hammered, dude. Your name is no small thing. You don't need to know how to preach a single word, but you're just going to release your laughter, your joy. You're going to release that sweet, tender presence. I see you working with children, Joy. I see, yeah, like children's ministry as well. I don't know if you have a heart for that, but God bless you. Bless your family right now in this time. Michelle, I'm going to pray over you. Cool. La. Love you, Michelle. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody extend your hands toward Michelle. We just release abundant joy. Another round on the house, the Lord says. The Lord says he's going to be putting you on your back a lot in the future days. You're going to be flatter than a lizard drinking, as they say. I just see another round for you, Michelle. Another round. He is inebriating you to the point where you can't even, dude, you can't even move. You can't even work. Just stay in that place. Hallelujah. John Kruger is asking for a word. Love you, John. Actually, he says, pray for my mom, Regina. All right. Regina, we bless you right now. We bring clarity, revelation of Jesus Christ. We release a massive revelation of Jesus Christ. I just see God giving your mom visions and dreams of Jesus right now. I just see getting caught up in the swirl of heaven, supernatural activity over Regina, angels. But yeah, I think she sees in pictures. She's going to, something to do with art. Like, she's going to create art out of these visions that she has, and just powerful picture of Jesus. She's going to be waking up to his finished work. But we just bless her right now in Jesus' name, to see, as a seer, Regina Kruger. Thank you, Lord. Jill is on here saying, Lisa, you guys are so drunk. You're like, don't pray for me. Pray for my friend. You're so sweet. We bless you, Lee. Bless you from on high. Whoa. Lee, I just see Jesus just attacking you in the secret place. Whoa. With love hugs. I feel like, I don't know if it's when you have your devotional time, but it's going to be rich. It's going to be super rich. Just about to get smacked in your devotional time. And yeah. And we bless you and Scott with just beauty in your marriage, just sweet intimacy, sweet tender glory in your marriage. Lee, Scott, Jill, and Martin, the Tennessee tribe. You're going to be known for your happy marriages. You're going to be, just you're such a model and example in your happy marriages. Thank you, Father. Oh my God. Lee, I'm gonna pray for Sandy too, but Lee's cracking me up. Now she gave me a very serious, give us all a word, please. Each individual person, please. And thank you. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Sandy. Wow. Sandy, Mary Jo Bell. Love you. Bless you right now. I just see him inebriating you. Just giving you the cup. Giving you the cup of wine. I see you taking communion. All the riches that are in the communion cup are being served to you right now. I feel like you're going to learn more about angels. I feel like he's going to be showing you just the completeness that you have, Sandy. Whoa, the completeness in the cup of our Lord. I see you opening a business as well. Actually, maybe it's just stuff that was closed down during Corona, but you're going to be opening it up. The Lord says, go for it. Go open up that business. I see him showering just like jewels and gems down upon you, Sandy. I see him showering just gifts, extravagant gifts on you, Sandy, and serving you his cup. Glory, glory, man, I'm drunk. Oh, Jessica Del Kane, love you. Let's all pray for Jessica, one of our Canadian drinking friends. Holy Spirit, yeah. Jessica, I just see you carrying such a tender, like, compassion gift. You have a strong compassion gift, and the Lord is just saying, wow. Like, he's just, reminding you as you care for others to continue to care for yourself. You're one that loves others, like, as you love yourself, and sometimes even more than you love yourself. And he's just saying, like, I want to shower that on you. I want to shower my care upon you, says the Lord. Cast all your cares upon me. And keep taking time to just do the things that your heart loves, you know, like eat an ice cream, watch that movie, hang out with your husband, do the things that you love. And, but he's blessing that compassion gift as well. And I feel like he's going to keep expanding that, but not in a way that stresses you out. And so I just declare you are removed from that stress realm. You are resting in the ease of God, and you're going to keep flowing in that bliss. You know, you're going to keep whatever ministry that you do, it's going to be out of bliss and out of just complete like rest and overflow, you know, that your own cup is filled and then overflowing into others. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I just see financial blessing for you as well, Jessica. Thank you, Lord. You're generous. You've been giving. You have a heart to continue to give. And I feel like he's opening something up for you. I think there's even some, like, I don't know if it's a new house or new property or something, like some property the Lord's given to you guys too. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. I got time for a couple more. Let's see. We got Jane Wheeler on here. Love you, Jane. Hope you're still on. Let's pray and prophesy over Jane. If somebody gets a word, Jane, wow. I just hear the Lord saying, well done, well done, well done. He's so proud of you. Just see him like doting over you like a proud father, proud papa, Jane. Hey, he's just extravagantly like just showering you with words of affirmation. You're on the right track. You don't need a change in course right now. You don't need some big shift to the right or to the left, but just stay on course, Jane. You are, you've been doing well. You've been, just well done. He says, well done. And watch the doors that are going to open. I think he's saying like you've felt like maybe you're kind of stuck or you're in a rut or something, or you've just been in the same place for a while. And it hasn't been like that bad or whatever, but he's just saying, look, stay the course and watch what I'm about to do and just opening up those doors and continue to be satisfied in me alone. None of these new things are going to bring satisfaction. In fact, if you're not already satisfied in me, the new doors I'm about to open will just be a distraction. But a lot of new things come in as you just stay the course, because he's so proud of you. He's so proud of you right where you're at. And just take that to heart, Jane. And do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. And you're not alone. He's going to continue to bring people alongside you. He's going to continue to strengthen you. In fact, I think some of these new doors that he's opening are new relationships that he's about to reveal. So just keep being yourself. You're amazing. All right, I got time for a couple more words here. Kelly Hoagland, we bless you with clarity and strength for you and Penny. Glory, glory, glory. We bless you. We bless you, Kelly. Bless you from on high. Thank you, Father. Mary is asking for energy. We release the energy of the Holy Ghost over you, Mary Bronsink Miller. I've never known how to pronounce your middle name, Bronsink. Mary Bronsink. Love you, Mary. Release the energy over you. Forgive me for mispronouncing your name. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Well, let's see. Glory, glory, glory. Shakara la 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 la. See a bunch of people on here. Love you guys so much. Shayna Marie needs a word of direction. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm not getting that, but I feel like the Lord just says he knows, or you know, it's, you're full of God. You're full of Holy Spirit. Shana Marie, shaka da da da. Follow your gut. Thank you, Lord. Wow. So many good comments. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Really appreciate you all. Wow. All right. I'm going to pray for Tom, and this will be our last one for a bit. Let's all pray for Tom. Tom Blackensee. We bless you right now. I feel like the Lord right away, he just says he's returning first love experiences, encounters. You're coming into a time of heavy Holy Ghost experience where you're going to be seeing things that, like you saw crazy stuff at first, bro. And now you like it's going to blow that stuff away. But I just keep hearing first love, bro. That you're not stuck at all. He's opening massive doors. He's opening massive doors for you. And he's revealing just greater and greater the finished work of Jesus Christ over you, bro. Holy glory. Wow. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in. If you didn't catch the general words I gave, go back to the beginning and check some of that stuff out. But, this is the greatest time to be alive again, guys. And there's nothing but life, and more life for you. Do not be tricked back into accepting anything less than the fullness of what he's given in you in Christ. So let's just take a big drink of that fullness as we close and have a little expectation of what glory is going to manifest. I'm drunk, I'm jacked up, and I'm expecting only good things. Love you guys. Hey, again, we're most of our events have been canceled right now. We're in pretty much quarantined like a lot of you guys are. But we do ministry full time. So if you want to sow into our ministry, if you're blessed by the stuff we've been doing, the stuff we've been releasing, would you go to thefirehouseprojects.com? That's thefirehouseprojects.com and click donate and sow a shig or become a monthly partner. Or you can give on a Cash App. Just find Sphinx Matt on Cash App or on Venmo or whatever you use. Or I can't remember all our tags, but the easiest and the tax deductible donation is at thefirehouseprojects.com/donate. We appreciate your partnership. Our next event is we're going to Nepal to see through this building of the children's home that's about to happen over there. And so would appreciate, you know, you can sow into any of that, the flights and the work and all that stuff at thefirehouseprojects.com. And shakalakalaka. Yeah, that's about all I have. I'm hammered. I'm going to go for the day. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Hope you're blessed. Be encouraged. You're not alone. And you are filled with the substance of the Almighty God. Amen. Talk to you guys soon.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks. Check out all of the events and other Grace and Glory resources we've been inspired to host at thefirehouseprojects.com. There's so much brewing right now. Also, Matt and Katie do ministry full-time with the support of partners like you. So if you're blessed by our ministry, would you consider becoming a monthly partner or making a one-time donation at thefirehouseprojects.com/donate? The more partnership we have, the more resources and nations we get to reach with this glorious good news. So thank you so much. Cheers, deep drinks, and until next time.